crystal blue persuasion.
This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. It's Election Day 2024. Republican presidential nominee and former President Donald Trump has just voted in South Florida.
I feel very confident. I have felt, you know, we went in with a very big lead today, and it looks like Republicans have shown up in force. So we'll see how it turns out.
Vice President Kamala Harris is in Washington. This man was up early to vote in Milwaukee.
This is a very important election. It's everyone's civic duty to come and cast a ballot.
Wisconsin, of course, is a key battleground state, as is Michigan. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
Some key voting blocks to watch that could play a critical role here in Michigan are UAW members, black men, Arab Americans. Those are the blocks that we'll be looking for as far as how they will vote.
I'm Jim Crisul in Raleigh, North Carolina. Tar Heel voters are letting their voices be heard today.
The way that the economy's gone the last 4 years, really hoping that Trump gets reelected.
I want to see a woman president.
Donald Trump carried this state by nearly 80,000 votes in 2020.
Trump's failed attempts to overturn the 2020 results are still fresh in the minds of many. One former Trump aide is preparing another challenge if the former president doesn't win this time. CBS's Robert Costa.
I spoke with Steve Bannon earlier today on Tuesday morning. It was evident to me that Bannon is prepared to be the tip of the spear for the Trump movement should Trump appear to be defeated tonight and mount a legal, political, constitutional fight against Vice President Harris from taking office.
Pennsylvania, of course, is a big battleground state. In Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner says Trump's claim of voter fraud there is unfounded.
We do not have any serious indication of voter fraud. We do not expect to have it, but if it's there, we want to know about it.
There are ballot initiatives in a number of states today. 10 states are voting on abortion rights issues. Tropical storm Rafael is expected to become a hurricane by the time it passes western Cuba tomorrow. The National Hurricane Center says it'll be back to a tropical storm by the time it makes landfall Sunday, somewhere between the Florida Panhandle and Texas. Well, new research says living with somebody can help keep your spirits up.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. A study in the journal Nature Human Behavior has found people who live alone have an 86% higher chance of developing depression, rising to 99% if they're newly separated or divorced. That's compared with couples who live together. Those living alone through bereavement were 64% more likely than the cohabitors to be depressed.
It's been a day of gains on Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average gains 311. The NASDAQ up 240. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is investigating the death of a 39-year-old inmate at the Kenosha County Jail. The inmate was found unresponsive in his cell on Sunday. The longtime former managing director of the Racine Theater Guild passed away Sunday. During his tenure from 1969 to 2001, Norman McPhee directed over 200 productions. He was 88. Details about a memorial have not yet been announced. Polls are open and voters can find out where to vote at the My Vote Wisconsin website. Live election coverage starts at 6 at civicmedia.us or our sister station, 540 WAUK. And free rides to polling stations are available in Racine and Kenosha through various organizations. You can find contact info at WRJN for Souls to the Polls, the Racine Interfaith Coalition, and the leaders of Kenosha. All of those groups are giving rides. Wisconsin's chief elections official Megan Wolf emphasizes patience as ballot counting may take time tonight. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
College basketball underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's team opened up their season with an 85-61 win over Holy Cross in Madison. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he's determined who his starting five are going to be.
That was my main message to him tonight. As we go on this journey over the next five and a half months, we have to be together because it's going to be different people on different nights. Who starts, in my mind, I've never talked about it and made a big deal of who is starting. Everybody knows they need to be ready.
In Milwaukee, number 18th ranked Marquette with a 102-62 win over Stony Brook. UW Green Bay lost their opener on the road at Oklahoma State 89-76 under new head coach Doug Gottlieb. Baseball, the Brewers' Matt Arnold has been named Major League Baseball's Executive of the Year. Pitcher Frankie Montez will become a free agent after declining his option. NBA, the Bucks battled but let it slip away in the final minute, losing in Cleveland 116-114. The Bucks host the Utah Jazz on Thursday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A dreary and soggy day today. Scattered showers and even a thunderstorm possible this afternoon. With the potential to become severe, we could see some gusty winds and a brief spin-up. Otherwise, today, expect patchy fog, highs in the mid-60s, and breezy winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
It's time now for Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story, and it is sponsored daily by Racine Disc Center. Go to RacineDiscCenter.com or visit their clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Road or Gulf Avenue in Racine. Again, a special thank you to Racine Disc Center for bringing us Paul Harvey and...
The Rest of the Story. Johnny Gordon was a young man less than $1 from dead broke. 92 cents was all he had in his pocket. So, Johnny stuck his thumb out over an August hot California highway and hoped for the best. It was an interminable time trudging and thumbing before a car stopped, and the man inside rolled down the window, and the voice from the shadow said, "Where are you headed?" Johnny shrugged and said, "Just down the road a piece." The driver said, "Get in." The driver was 60-ish, casually dressed. Slowly the two traded information. "I'm Johnny Gordon," the hitchhiker said. The driver's name was Herb. "I'm going to San Francisco," Herb said, and Johnny said, "That's fine with me." "What are you going to do when you get to San Francisco?" Herb asked, and Johnny thought for a moment. He was kind of handy with cars. Maybe he could get a job as an auto mechanic. The two small-talked the rest of the way. It was shortly past noon when the city rose up around them. "You look as though you could use a meal," Herb said. Johnny nodded. The two stopped at a diner. Herb bought them lunch, and then afterward he did a rather remarkable thing. He took some cash out of his pocket, and he pressed a $100 bill into Johnny's hand. The young man was almost too astonished to hear what Herb said. What he did hear, however, he would recall forever. "I'm going to take a chance on you. You have an honest face." And then Herb took Johnny to a nearby filling station, an old Standard Oil station it was, and he said to the man in the garage, "Give this young man a job." And he did. And this is the rest of the story. Johnny quickly became an outstanding mechanic. Moreover, an outstanding employee, so outstanding his admiring employer urged him on to bigger things. Within a year, the hitchhiker with 92 cents in his pocket had written $200,000 worth of policies for the Rocky Mountain division of the New York Life Insurance Company. Within a few years more, Johnny was head of that division. For two decades, John Waif Gordon corresponded with the man who had made it all possible. Enclosed in his first letter was a $100 repayment for what Herb had intended as a gift. And in his last letter was happy news about his wife and his daughters and his home. In every letter was his heartfelt gratitude to Herb, the motorist, for having made the difference in his life. A good investment, Herb would call it. And how? But once upon a time in August of 1933, a young man with pennies in cash and no prospects took a walk along a West Coast highway and got into the right car. And thereafter, all the years John Waif Gordon was a successful businessman, he kept on his desk a framed photograph of the reason, the godfather of his good fortune, who in the summer of 1933 just happened to be the recently retired President of the United States, Herbert Hoover. And now you know the rest of the story.
And timeless hits, WRJN. Hey, good afternoon. Here we are into the noon hour. Cindy Huber had to take off a little early again today, so I get to sit in, fill in. Might get a little break in the rain for an hour or so, but it's back after 2 or 3 o'clock today. Kind of a wet, windy day, Election Day 2024.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Let It Be. Beatles and Chris Morrow sitting in for Cindy Huber. Had to take off a little early again today. I think she wanted to play in the rain or the thunderstorm. She's kind of a storm freak, so she's going to wait for it to rain and go out and play without an umbrella, something like that. It's about 18 past noon, and don't forget, tomorrow morning we have more free concert tickets for you. Don Rosen has tickets to see Secondhand News at Memorial Hall on November 22nd. They're a big Fleetwood Mac, like a tribute band. They recreated all this great music from Fleetwood Mac, and it will be on stage for you on the 22nd at Memorial Hall. Tomorrow morning between 6 and 9 a.m., Don Rosen has more tickets to give away here on WRJN.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Todd Alba.
Former Senate Majority Leader for the state of Wisconsin, Republican Dale Schultz. You are endorsing Kamala Harris and Tim Walz for President and Vice President of the United States, respectively.
It's time to stand up and point out to people that Donald Trump should never, ever, ever be allowed anywhere near power, because the lack of humanity is just that significant. People need to know they can count on their leaders. And I'd like to point out Liz Cheney has made the same comment. I'm just proud of the fact that Liz Cheney right away stood up and said, this is probably one of the most important things I'll ever do. A real inspiration and a real leader.
And I think there's a lot of folks out there who are like, you know what? I'm still a Republican.
It's okay to sometimes be an American before you are a partisan.
Hear more of the Todd Allbaugh Show on WAUK at 5:40 a.m. or live with the Civic Media app. Weekdays noon to 2.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN. On WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow in for Cindy. Here we are, Tuesday afternoon. Election day is finally here. Get out, get your vote in. Make sure it's counted. Polls open until 8.
There she stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe.
get me taken out. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shame? I said, slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love, Lord above, now you're trying to trick me in love.
Now, free on your home for local news. And now, Timeless Hits, WRJN. And good afternoon. Cindy Huber had to take off a little early today. I don't mind coming in. Chris Morrow with a great lineup of, Timeless Hits on the way here in just a few minutes. Kind of into that protest season a little bit with the Buffalo Springfield in just a few. Got the Tremolos coming up, and you ain't seen nothing yet or heard it. BTO is on the way. BTO is starting a tour, and I saw that they were coming as close as Rockford, Illinois in the next few weeks.
Then I looked, they go north from there. Of course, they're a Canadian act, so they're touring about 90% of their dates in Canada. So if you want to see VTO live, Rockford's as close as they get. Look it up online. You'll find out it's going to be the next few weeks. Nonetheless, they're coming up here in just a few, but now at 12:30. Time to head down the hall to the Radio Park Newsroom. Get this update from Stuart J. Waddle.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Polls are open. Voters looking to do some last-minute research can see their exact ballot through the My Vote Wisconsin website. The online tool provides voters with a complete list of races and candidates specific to their area. Voters looking for more in-depth information about legislative races can check out the Civic Media Voter Guide for detailed candidate coverage. All of the links relevant to pre-voting and post-voting is at civicmedia.us/vote. Live election coverage starts at 6 on our sister station, 540 WAUK. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is leading an investigation into the death of a 39-year-old inmate at the Kenosha County Jail. Officials in Kenosha County say the man was found unresponsive in his cell on Sunday. Despite immediate medical intervention, he could not be revived. We're working on learning more about what happened. And Kenosha County is an Emmy Award-winning municipality. At the 66th Annual Midwest Emmy Awards over the past weekend, a movie about women's baseball the county helped fund won an award. An organization called Uniquely Wisconsin produced a feature on the 80th reunion of the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League, which took place in Kenosha County. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
A dreary and soggy day today. Scattered showers and even a thunderstorm possible this afternoon. With the potential to become severe, we could see some gusty winds and a brief spin-up. Otherwise, today, expect patchy fog, highs in the mid-60s, and breezy winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
She took my heart away. She said I had it coming to me.
greatest timeless hits on WRJN. You know those phone ads that pop up when you're scrolling through your phone? Saw that BTO is going to be close to us. Just a couple of weeks, they're going to be in Rockford, Illinois, doing a show. And then they continue to about three or four more U.S. cities and doing a major tour of Canadian cities this fall and winter. I guess that makes sense. They're a Canadian band. But if you're a BTO fan, look up the tour schedule. They're going to be in Rockford just a couple of weeks down the road. Local news, timeless hits. It's WRJN. Cindy Huber had to take off early today. Chris Morrow filling in till 2 with the Tremolos. Here comes my baby.
Stop.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, The Kinks.
Started out with loving and your pattern, you're a sorry man.
news and timeless hits on WRJN. Stuck in the Middle, it's Steeler's Wheel. And Chris Morrow, glad you're along, cruising on through Tuesday, Election Day 2024. Well, we got a great sports lineup for you. Of course, Packers are off this weekend. They get their bye week, hopefully heal up a little bit after that disaster on Sunday. Then it's the Bears, the following weekend. We do have UW Badger basketball. The season started yesterday. First game was last night. We'll do it again Thursday night from 6 till 10 as Badgers take on Montana State.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring a new Kringle creation. Bourbon and Butterscotch Kringle has a homemade butterscotch filling that's layered with O&H's bourbon-infused caramel pudding. It has a delicious topping of buttery streusel and a honey glaze infused with a touch of oak essence. It is sensational. So get one this week. Bourbon and Butterscotch Kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek. When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser, bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Transform your office with B&L Office Furniture, your go-to for premium workspace solutions. Create the perfect impression with seating options that suit every space, style, and budget. Ergonomic chairs for enhanced productivity. Sleek lobby seating that reflects your company's branding. Comfy couches for the employee lounge. The possibilities are endless. Whether it's new or refurbished, the dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff at B&L Office Furniture has you covered. Stop by today on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Continuing election coverage you won't find anywhere else, including results when the polls close November 5th. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Count on us on air at WRJN, on the web at WRJN.com, and always on the Civic Media app.
Thank you.
the hollow of my tears, I see a dream that's lost. From the hurt that you have caused, everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, Chris Morrow here, making room for CBS News. Stuart J. Waddles with a local update coming up at 1 o'clock. Yeah, it's all been said about the election. Now we just kind of sit and watch for all of it lies. That's all coming up with an update here at 1. CBS Stuart on WRJN.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny. You smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one, so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one, so true, I love you.
let me see, Sonny. Thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand. Then a rock was formed when we held hands.
Sonny,
Sonny, one so true, I love you. Sonny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Sonny, thank you for that gleam that fills the place. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete design. Sonny, one so true, yes, I love you. Sonny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain.
Sonny,
you smiled at me and really, really eased the day. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere.
Sonny,
one so true, I love you. I love you.